Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Speaking of the kids, and time to bring in our Tuesday reporter, Blaine Williams. The Athens Little League Report's brought to you by Brett's Casual American, smart food for smart people. And Blaine, good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, y'all. I'm excellent.
Awesome.
Beautiful night at the park last night.
Oh, that always makes my day. Always glad to hear that. Well, the Athens Little League Report, we don't want to wait around anymore. We want to find out what's going on. So, Blaine, take it away, sir.
Okay, thank you, Dave. Had a couple of AAA games last night. The Hayward Allen Furies pulled away from the strong Butler Properties Bombers team to win 10-4. Pitcher Micah Bailey entered the game in early relief in the first inning and allowed no more runs on his watch, recording 5 strikeouts over the remainder of the game. Bailey got some help from shortstop Warren Miller, who turned an unassisted double play on a grounder and tagged out 2 runners in steal attempts, receiving strong throws from catcher Ashton Blunt. Furies were led at the plate by Miller with a triple, single, and walk, and Blunt with 2 singles. Whit Butler pitched strong, as did Duke Green, and Jackson Glazer was a wall to catcher behind the plate. But the final score remained Hayward Allen Furies 10, Butler Property Bombers 4. Another AAA action, Cadence Bank versus Tom Ellis Construction. Now, this game got off to a fast start, as Cadence Bank had their best hitting game of the season, with hits coming up and down the lineup. Cadence Bank jumped out to a quick 5-0 lead in the top of the first. Tom Ellis Construction came back with 3 runs of their own, but the lead was preserved thanks to a great play at first base by Charlie Raber on a rocket by Tenney Ness. The Cadence Bank team continued with hot bats, adding 3 runs in the second and another 5 in the third. Both teams did a good job of putting the ball into play. For Cadence Bank, Troy Rucker went 2-for-2 at the plate and added 3 and a third solid innings on the mound. Jennings Holloway went 3-for-3 with 4 RBIs. Eli Middleton went 2-for-2. Aiden Barnes had a double to the center field fence. Jonathan Ray with a 2-run double. And Kimball Jones with a booming double in the late inning. For Tom Ellis Construction, Courtney Everhart, Hatcher Hogan, and Luke Rutledge all had big hits and went 2-for-2. In the bottom of the third, Cash Meyer came in to pitch for Cadence and got 2 big strikeouts to limit a comeback bid by Tom Ellis. When Cadence Bank added 1 final run in the top of the fourth inning, the game was clinched. Final score, Cadence Bank wins 14-8. In majors action, Carson Plumbing defeats First American. 4 big hits from Cliff Nelson, including a triple, helped lead the way for Carson Plumbing over First American 11-2 on Monday. Carson Plumbing got things moving in the first inning. Cliff drove in 1 run when he singled. In the bottom of the first inning, First American tied things up at 1. Sam Kiefer singled, scoring a run. Carson Plumbing pulled away for good with 4 runs in the third inning. Buck Talley and Lan Johnson both singled, scoring 1 run each, and Charlie Anderson singled, scoring 2 runs. Carson Plumbing scored 4 runs in the fourth inning. Carson's offense in the inning came from singles by Bo Rentz and Cliff Nelson and a double by Buck Talley. Tab Butler led things off on the mound for Carson. He lasted 4 and a third innings, allowing 6 hits and 2 runs, while striking out 6 and walking 1. Bo Rentz and Lan Johnson helped finish off the night on the mound, allowing no runs and 2 hits between them. Parker Willeman started the game for First American at pitcher. Jared Monago went 3-for-3 at the plate to lead First American in hits. Sam Kiefer had 2 hits, and Jimmy Bishop, Trey Lester, and Asher McElhannon each added a hit. Carson Plumbing overall tallied 17 hits. Hamp Johnson and Buck Talley each had 3, followed by Tab Butler and Bo Rentz with 2 hits each. Price West also added 1 as well. Fifth place Hawthorne Drugs best fourth place Synovus 19-13. You know, it seems when these two teams get together, it's a slugfest, and last night was no exception. Justin Crawford led Hawthorne on the mound, and Synovus jumped on top early with a 6-0 lead. Hawthorne exploded with a 14-run third inning after Jack Williams tied the game with a 2-RBI triple and doubles by DJ Sumbury and Casper Emery and a triple by Sam Williams. DJ Sumbury came in on relief and slowed the pace down some. Synovus picked up 3 runs in the third and then 3 runs in the fourth, led by multiple hits from the heart of the order from George Chisholm, Jeremiah Wingfield, and Eli Osick. Reed Jackson and Hudson Welter added to the relief pitching for Hawthorne. Eli Osick pitched deep in the game for Synovus, and the Bankers held on to the end. Hawthorne picked up 5 more runs in the 5th and 6th innings to pull away for good. Some highlights with Hawthorne pitching. Justin Crawford, 1 inning, 5 hits, 3 walks, 5 earned runs. And Hudson Wicked Welter, 2/3 of an inning, 1 strikeout, 0 walks, and 0 earned runs to close the game. For the Hawthorne offense, Casper Emery almost hit for the cycle, hitting a single, double, and triple. Macon Davis went 3-for-5 with 3 singles. Hudson Welter, Jack Williams, and Sam Williams had a single and triple each. Justin Crawford had 2 hits and scored 3 runs. And Reed Jackson had 2 hits and scored 4 runs. For the Synovus offense, George Chisholm was 4-for-5 with 3 runs scored. Josiah Fillmore was 4-for-5. Jeremiah Wingfield scored 4 runs. And Eli Osick was 2-for-4. In the final action for the night, saw Chase Park versus Northeast Sales. When play started that night, there were 3 teams tied for first place, with Chase Park and Northeast Sales being 2 of them. Chase Park's Reese Walton, Wes O'Neill, and Charlie Walton combined to pitch a beautiful 89-pitch shutout, striking out 10 and yielding only 3 hits and 1 walk. Northeast Sales ace Crawford Groh was also excellent. He took a no-hitter into the 5th inning that was broken up by Charlie Walton's double to deep center field, sparking the first real rally by either team up until that point in the game. Chase Park scored 4 in the 5th and added 5 more in the 6th. Final score, Chase Park 10, Northeast Sales 0. For Chase Park, Keelan Butler went 2-for-3 and hit a home run, his 2nd of the season. Kyle Aldermack had a triple, and Benjamin Daniels played stellar defense at second base. For Northeast Sales, Crawford Groh went 4 2/3 inning with 14 strikeouts and 2-for-3 at the plate. And Ben Bush got the other Northeast Sales base hit. So a lot of action at Holland last night, and we're looking at wrapping up the end of the season this week.
All right, great stuff, Blaine. Thank you very much. We appreciate it. I guess the playoffs are just around the corner, so we will catch you again next week.
Thank you, David Logan.
All right, Blaine Williams with the Athens Little League Report, brought to you by Brett's Casual American.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.